Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, we are joined right now by the voice of the Philadelphia
the great
Eagles
Ricardo.
And the New York Yankees in Espanol, Ricky
Hi,
Ricardo.
Rick. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're tremendous, Rick. We're great.
And we'll mention some Yankees as we go on. But as far as the football team you will be calling tonight, they take on the New York Giants. We all know that Eli Manning is back. I've looked at the Eagles for the last 4 weeks, 5 weeks, as bad as they've looked. I always say to myself, you know what, though? They have the championship pedigree, and I trust them more than I trust the Dallas Cowboys. Is that an overrated thing, or do you look at this team, even though the quarterback's different,
well,
we know about that.
That
is a big difference. Do you still trust the Philadelphia Eagles at this point?
You know, Evan, the honeymoon is over, okay? The Super Bowl hangover has hit rock bottom, all right? I don't. To answer your question, after being ahead 28-14 midway through the third quarter last Sunday in Miami to a lifeless Dolphin team whose running back, Bellage, was out of the game. I mean, they had nothing but that, you know, quasi-fullback that they use as a running back, and they come back and beat the Eagles. I got to be honest with you. I lost all faith in that Eagle team being able to bounce back from what were two pretty good, I mean, if you can consider any loss a good loss, but the Patriot game, 17, they held the Patriots to 17 points. The Seahawks game, they held Russell Wilson and that crew to 17 points, but they couldn't score. They had a bunch of guys out on offense. But you still figured, well, they'll go to Miami, they'll win there, and they've got these last five games that everyone was talking about, the easiest schedule in the NFL. They'll beat the Dolphins, they'll run through the Giants twice, they'll beat the hapless Skins, and then it really only comes down to who wins the Cowboy-Eagle game on the 22nd to win the NFC East. But after watching that disaster down in Miami last Sunday, I got to be honest with you, I don't know what the heck is going on anymore. And let's see what happens tonight. When, by the way, I'm going to need your help from both of you guys to convince Carl Banks to do this. But tonight, the honorary captain for the Eagles is going to be Randall Cunningham, all right? They'll have a ceremony, and they're going to relive that great play, Joe, years ago.
Monday Night Football play with Carl.
Play,
of course.
When Carl hits Cunningham, but he doesn't put him down, and Cunningham's hand hits the ground, and he gets up and throws the touchdown pass to beat the Giants in the end zone. I'm going to need you guys to try to convince Carl to recreate that play tonight live in Philadelphia. I don't know if that's going to happen.
That's not unfortunately happening. First of all, Carl is not with us today. He's going to be on tomorrow, so we can't, unless he's listening. that's interesting that that's the case. Let me ask you this, and I know the Eagles have dropped a ton of passes this year. The receivers have dropped a lot of passes. What's the deal with the quarterback? Because, to me – That's the big difference. It's not Nick Foles quarterback in his team. It's Carson Wentz. Where is he at in your mind right now?
You know what? I'm convinced he's got the yips. I'm convinced to a certain extent, especially on really short touch passes. These last 4 to 5 weeks, he's just been terrible with his touch. He has regressed. And now, remember, the guy that's really under fire in Philadelphia, and you'll like this one, Joe, is Mike Grow. Does that name sound familiar?
Is that Al's son?
Al's son, who got his first coaching job as a Jets assistant back in 2000. But since Mike Grow, was elevated to offensive coordinator and DeFilippo left, who was really, Carson Wentz's quarterback guru, and Frank Reich left to get to take the Indianapolis job. But he has really regressed, has Wentz, as far as footwork is concerned, decision-making ability, not getting rid of the football and taking sacks, but really on touch passes. And I was talking about this with Aaron Boone just the other day, because Aaron, you know, is an Eagle fan. He was at the game against the Seattle Seahawks. And it just seems to people, and I agree, that he's just lost a lot of confidence, has Carson Wentz. This is the guy that in 2017, before he got hurt and Nick Foles took over, was on his way to being the MVP of the league.
Yeah, he was.
And he is nowhere near being that guy. Even last week, there has yet to be a moment where Wentz puts this team on his shoulders, brings him down the field, does something heroic where you can say, okay, that was a signature win for Carson Wentz. We've been waiting for that signature win from Wentz for three seasons when you got it from Nick Foles in one playoff.
Yeah, you know,
that's the difference.
It's funny. Derek Carr is sort of similar in terms of he looked like he was going to be the MVP of the league. He got hurt a couple of years ago, and he's had his moments, but he hasn't been the same guy. But the difference for Carr is he's not being compared by his fan base to the backup who came in and won him a Super Bowl. And that's got to be difficult because in that city that has been so star for championships, they got one from the Philadelphia Eagles, and they got it from Nick Foles. And Wentz, I think, for the rest of his career, no matter what, is always going to be compared to that. And that's a tough thing to deal with if you're Carson Wentz.
He's got the gorilla on his shoulders that's named Nick Foles. Whether Nick Foles is in Jacksonville or Nick Foles is retired a few years from now playing with his children, wherever it is, Carson Wentz is going to walk around this earth with the ghost of Nick Foles on his shoulder. Let me tell you something. On WIP, our sister station, I do my own show there a couple times a week. And inevitably, the conversation always falls. When you talk Eagle football, and you know that's the number one subject, that's the number one team in this city, the conversation always falls back to Wentz versus Foles. It's inevitable. So if Wentz can't escape from the comparisons to Nick Foles, until Carson Wentz at least wins a playoff game, I'm not talking about his own Super Bowl, but at least has a signature win and wins a playoff game, then this city is not going to let him forget that his backup won the Super Bowl, and that he hasn't yet taken his team down the field, for example, like last Sunday, to come from behind and win a big game. And I think the weight of that week after week gets heavier and heavier, and that pressure gets bigger and bigger on Carson Wentz as time goes by.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny, too, and again, we're talking to Ricky Ricardo, of course, is the radio voice of the Spanish radio voice of the Eagles and the Yankees, of course, as well. They've had some impressive wins. I mean, they went into Green Bay and beat the Packers. They went into Buffalo and beat the Bills. You know, and so you look at them and say, well, you know, I mean, they are. You look at them as a pretty good team, and they're 5-7.
It's crazy. At the same time, at home, they lost to the Lions.
Right, that's right.
Same time, they went to Atlanta and lost to the Falcons, who then collapsed, you know, the very next week after that, Atlanta went down the toilet. So they've had moments where you scratch your head. But the difference, Joe, Evan, when this team runs the football, okay, and tonight you've got that big brother, little brother syndrome, you know, with Saquon Barkley and Miles Sanders, the two standout running backs from Penn State, element to this game. But when this team is dedicated to run the football, when Doug Peterson, you know, sticks to the running game, they've done well.
Yeah.
Every time they have given the ball to Jordan Howard and to Miles Sanders and have really stuck to the run as they did against Buffalo, as they did against the Bears, if they have come out on top. But when they get away from the run and start getting cute and Wentz gets his attempts up into the 30s, the high 30s and 40s, that's when they run into issues. And let me tell you guys, this market is spooked right now. I had Tino on my show on Saturday night, and Tino told the Philadelphia fan base that the Giant locker room is looking at this game like, let's win one for the Gipper for Peyton.
I can see that.
And that has been the topic of conversation. People are scared around here.
Sure.
That Eli.
I get that.
Yeah, that Eli is going to come in here and in what could be his final prime time Monday Night Football national exposure appearance and come in and wreck the party for Randall Cunningham tonight.
They should be afraid. They should be afraid because they just blew a game to the Miami Dolphins, so they should be afraid of everybody. Yep. You know, the thing about the Giants this year, and this goes every single week, and it'll probably happen tonight, is their defense will give up one, two, sometimes three monster plays. There will be a wide receiver wide open. They'll be burned. They don't have to worry about DeSean Jackson. He's done for the year. We know how good Zach Ertz is, but who do you think is the guy for Philadelphia tonight that's going to be wide open? There won't be anybody near him and will be that big game-breaking play because, Ricky, it happens every single week to this Giant defense.
Yeah, well, the Eagles have three, count them, boys, three healthy wide receivers for tonight. That's it. Alshon Jeffrey, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, the rookie out of Stanford, and a guy they brought up for the practice squad, ex-University of Houston quarterback Greg Ward Jr. Mm. Now, Ward has been surprisingly good. That could be the guy that sneaks away from Peppers or whoever is defending him and creates that play because Greg Ward has been surprisingly good since they signed him to the regular squad. But they are hamstrung with only three healthy wide receivers. More than likely, no Jordan Howard again tonight. So the load will really fall on Miles Sanders. And since they brought Jay Ajayi back, guys, he is a step slow. The injuries have really taken the pep out of Jay Ajayi. As far as the running, that kind of running back is concerned, was a scat back, was a guy that would get you maybe a screen pass with Sproles injured. There's really not much of a choice here. This is going to be a battle between Saquon and Miles Sanders. The Eagles are limited at wide receiver. Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert, the two tight ends, those are the key receivers for Carson Wentz. And we'll see. We'll see if it's Wentz that finally does something that endears him to the fan base, or do the fears of the Eagle fans come true here tonight and Eli Manning walks off on a white horse.
You know, the best thing that's happening right now to Philly is the Cowboys because, I mean, they keep losing. I mean, and it's going to come down to, when is that game? 2 weeks from now? Next
on
week?
On the 22nd, yep.
22nd.
Week 16.
In Philly.
Yep.
In Philly.
In Philly, Cowboys and Eagles. And remember, the Cowboys already have one win against Philadelphia, so the Eagles really do have to win. Now, there's a scenario. If the Eagles win tonight, the Eagles will play twice before the Cowboys see the field again, okay? So if the Eagles win tonight, then they're at Washington, which, by the way, has been a house of horrors for the Eagles, you know, for the last few years. And the Redskins haven't been that bad these last couple of weeks. They played Green Bay pretty tough yesterday.
Right, right.
But if the Eagles can win tonight and beat the Redskins next Sunday, if the Rams, who looked really good last night, can knock off Dallas, and even though the Rams are on the road, they're already a 6-point favorite in Dallas.
They should be.
Of course they should be.
They're better.
They're a better team.
Believe it or not,
right now they're a better team.
Which is not so far-fetched. If the Eagles beat the Cowboys on the 22nd, they clinch the division and don't even have to play their starter
That's crazy.
You know, I've thought this all year, even though the Miami game is kind of shaking my optimism for your team. I've thought all along the Eagles are going to win this division, and I still think it, especially when you look at what you just laid out, the fact that Dallas looks so bad in Chicago, they look so bad at home on Thanksgiving against Buffalo. Is anybody in their right mind think they're beating the Rams next week? Yeah, against the Jets earlier.
Right.
But they're not beating the Rams. I mean, they're going to be 6-8. So if the Eagles can just look competent with two games against the Giants and a game against the Redskins, which by accident, Ricky, by accident, you figure they should win some of these games, they should win this division.
They should win this division and then more than likely welcome back either maybe Seattle.
Probably.
In a first-round playoff game to have a rematch against the Seahawks. Or if the Seahawks can overtake the Niners, which I don't think. I think the Niners yesterday won that division with that win, and the Seahawks lost last night to the Rams. But you're going to have a 13-3, a 12-4 NFC West team come into Philadelphia or Dallas, but more than likely, hopefully it's Philadelphia, and I'll do a playoff game. You're going to have a big time home underdog in the first round of the playoffs.
And a team that may finish 8-8 or even 7-9 as a division champion.
Yeah, because the Eagles, like I said, if that scenario works out where the last game of the season means nothing to them and you're watching Nate Sudfeld or McCown at quarterback, then you might have an 8-8 team that takes on that powerhouse out of the West. It's just a very strange, strange season. And hopefully Jerome Boger's crew, well, no, they won't get two games in 1 week, but... Oh, my God.
They all stink.
Yeah,
no, it's not just Jerome Boger.
No, but that was bad yesterday.
That was bad.
That was awful yesterday.
Well, the officiating is awful. We know that.
Do you think this, because this is the way it now feels with this Yankee offseason, that it's Garrett Cole or bust? It really has kind of shaped up that way. Now, look, if they sign Steven Strasburg, that's a different story. I don't think anybody expects it. But they're clearly aggressive. They clearly want to make him the highest paid pitcher of all time. It is, though, starting to feel, Ricky, that they better end up with Garrett Cole. There's going to be a ton of disappointed Yankee fans.
I agree. And I do start to get the feeling, though, that Cole is open to coming here. I didn't think, from the first few conversations I had with people when the season ended, I was one of those that thought, well, Cole's a California guy. The Angels are going to open up the checkbook. And it was a fait accompli that he was going to end up in Anaheim or with the Dodgers. Now, I don't think the Dodgers scenario makes any sense. I think it really comes down to either the Yankees and Angels. I think the Yankees will go dollar for dollar with Artie Moreno. We'll go over whatever they offer. But I do think I haven't seen them so focused on one particular guy since maybe going back all the way to the CC Sabathia signing. Right?
That's what it feels like.
I think they've come to the – remember, they tried to draft this kid, okay? Cole, he elected to go to UCLA instead of signing with the Yankees. They tried to trade for him from the Pirates, and everybody thought the Yankees' offer to the Pirates was better than what the Astros offered Pittsburgh when the Pirates traded Cole to the Astros. So third time's a charm. You know, they tried to draft him. They tried to trade for him, and I don't think Cashman's going to let him get away now when they could just buy him.
Hmm. How about Didi? Is he a Yankee next year or not?
You know, they've got a parking space with the DIDI already at Citizens Bank Park for Didi Gregorius.
Great.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah.
Everybody in this market seems to feel that's the next target for John Middleton and the Philadelphia Philly ownership. They want Gregorius here pretty bad. And look, Girardi right now could run for mayor in Philadelphia, and he hasn't managed one game yet. He would probably win. So anything that's connected to Joe Girardi, and Didi obviously would be a guy like that has already played for this manager, they're welcoming anything coming out of New York right now. With the Wheeler signing, they bring Didi in here, these people are going to be ecstatic.
The Phillies are scaring the daylights out of me. They're connected to every free agent.
Yep.
Anthony Rendon, they're connected
to. Right,
could you imagine that?
Yeah.
If they stole Rendon from Washington?
Yeah. Steve Cohen can't get here fast enough. You know what
no
I mean?
Kidding.
Steve Cohen, where
Middleton
are you?
John Middleton has got a lot of money, guys. All right?
Yep.
This guy, I know him pretty well because I cover the team in spring training along with the Yankees back and forth from Clearwater and Tampa. And John Middleton has got a lot of money. He wants to win. He's been criticized heavily on radio in the Philadelphia market. And he wants to shut everybody up. And if he has to write a couple of big checks to do it, he's on a mission.
Mm. It certainly looks that way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, have a good call tonight, Ricky.
Rick.
Gonna be fun, boys.
Rick, it's always a pleasure, Rick. You know that. You know we love you. Nothing but love, Rick.
We beat the Dolphins.
Oh, stop it, Rick. Stop. 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 Stop.
Super Bowl. Stop. We beat the Dolphins.
Stop. They're not going to win another game. They're going to finish 5-11, and they're going to give Gaze a 10-year extension. Why not?
Yeah, and we'll be talking about this for the next 10 years. I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Thank you, Ricky.
Rick.
Adios.
See
you later.
All the love, Rick.
Ricky Ricardo called the Eagle game at Espanol. Tonight does the Yankees as well.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.